It's time now for the Morning Monster Podcast with Bobby Raider.
They had a caller there a moment ago that wanted Coach Lance Decker on the show to doing
right.
During our 24 teams in 24 days. We're going to make it 25 teams in 25 days. Hey, Coach, good morning.
What do you say there, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
How you doing, Coach?
Man, I'm doing great. The sun is shining. I just finished a workout. Because you know I work out every day. I got to get ready for these middle schoolers here I'm about to go tackle.
Oh, so you're coaching middle schoolers this year?
Well, yeah, you know, I've been the head coach down there at the Chattahoochee Middle School for a while. I'm 150-0, you know that.
I've
never lost a game, yeah. So I'm still coaching them. You know, I've really got some stars coming out this year. You got to come catch a game.
Like, can you tell us a little bit about your season ahead and what you're expecting and all that, Coach?
Well, yeah, we're expecting to go undefeated like we always do and have done for 15 years. We've got some, I got some middle school linebackers that they might go straight to the NFL. Uh-huh. I'm not even kidding. We may just skip, high school, college. We're going straight to the pros. You know, I mean, that's how we do them down there in Chattahoochee. But yeah, how y'all doing?
We're doing okay. We're having a debate here, Coach. Have you ever watched Cobra Kai? I mean, I know you're busy with football and all that, but have you ever watched Cobra Kai?
I'm familiar with Cobra Kai, the Karate Kid.
Yes. Uh-huh. I know you did karate back in your day, but I mean, do you like
the word is he's familiar.
He's familiar with. Yeah,
didn't say which basically it. Says he doesn't watch it.
Okay.
Right. Well, I got to admit, I don't have a lot of time to watch Cobra Kai, given, you know, all the Chattahoochee's got me doing. I mean, as the middle school football coach, I'm also the athletic director, the head custodian, and the spelling bee judge. So I've got a lot on my plate.
Bee judge. Wow. What is the nickname of this Chattahoochee team, by the way?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah, we're the Fighting Beavers.
That's going to take this show in a whole different direction. All right. Any of these players have NILs yet, Coach? Any of the middle schoolers? Do any of the middle schoolers there at Chattahoochee Middle have NILs yet or not?
You know, we've got a couple of them. Now, we've got little Big B's moving in storage, a little moving plant down here. They move furniture for people. We've got somebody interested in working with them. We've got a running back. He's real short and stout. He's only like four foot three, but he's like a little bowling ball. They've got him connected there. Going to make, you know, probably $50 a week with that. So just, you know, we're just made of money down there, to be honest with you.
Right. Bobby, you'd be able to post him up on the basketball
I could post
court.
Him up. Yeah, I really could.
That'd be exactly,
good.
Yeah.
Well, good.
5'3", yeah. 4'3".
Well, we yeah, and we, go ahead.
And, you know, John Fulkerson, I don't want to claim, you know, all of his success with Pals, but I did, I think, have something to do with him grabbing that great deal with Pals. If you saw my video where I talked about how Tennessee was helping get their players paid,
yeah.
They pulled, they brought the expert in myself to do so, and I'm pretty sure that I made that happen.
So you've been helping, you've been assisting Tennessee in this endeavor. I knew that. I'd heard that. Yes.
Yeah. They brought me in as a special assistant to the assistant to Coach Josh Hoople, and then of course. They've got me with the SEC, helping with the SEC. So, yeah, there's just a lot going on right now.
Well, I noticed they gave Sankey a contract extension yesterday. Did that have something to do with the fact that you're really more involved in it now than he is? Is that what it was?
I think so. This Greg Sankey fella, I didn't really know much about him. But when they called me in the help of the SEC, they didn't tell me anything about Greg Sankey. But apparently he's doing a pretty good job. But I'll continue to lobby against Oklahoma and Texas joining the SEC. I'm not a big fan of that. I don't think that they need. I mean, I don't even understand Oklahoma Sooners. Like, what's a Sooner? Nobody knows what a Sooner is. They don't need to be in the SEC.
And there's only one real UT anyway, right?
There's only one real UT. It's that beautiful pure orange that God Himself made and dawned upon Knoxville, Tennessee. That's it.
Wow. So, hey, let me ask you something. You know, we don't really know because they didn't disclose. What Fulkerson was actually getting from Powell. So you happen to know what he's going to be getting?
Yeah, he's getting a couple mil out of that, I'm pretty sure.
Couple mil?
Wow.
Yeah, it's big money.
That's a lot of saucy burgers.
It is.
Yeah, and they got a new burger called the Folk Smash. Uh-huh. It's nothing but meat. It's like six beef patties in between the burger. That's all it is, just beef patties, nothing else to it.
The Folk Smash. I'll order that next time in there.
Wow.
Coach.
Yeah,
Coach.
Yeah, Jaw may not know about all that, so if you mention to him, he might be surprised. But
so if he acts like he didn't know anything about it, we'll know he's not.
Yeah, he can thank me later. No, wow. No big deal.
That's funny.
Coach, you're welcome anytime. We appreciate you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll talk to you guys later. Next time you're interviewing coaches, don't forget to give me a shout.
We will. Thank you.
150, no. See you guys.
Thanks, bud.
Catch the Morning Monster weekdays 6 till 10 on 640 WXSM. And be sure to join us next time for another Morning Monster podcast with Bobby Raider right here.